I'm Tom Rowe, and you've tuned into the Daily Congressional Report for WGXC and WOOC in Troy, covering what's going on today in the 19th congressional district election between Republican John Faso, Democrat Antonio Delgado, and others. Today, Wednesday, October 24th, is 13 days until Election Day. President Donald Trump used his Twitter feed October 23rd to campaign for Kinderhook-based Republican John Faso. Quote, Congressman John Faso of New York has worked hard and smart, strong on crime, borders, and our Second Amendment. John is respected by all. Vote for John. He has my complete and total endorsement, unquote, Trump tweeted. The Daily Freeman is reporting the scheduled appearance of former Vice President Joe Biden in Kingston October 26th is, quote, at capacity, unquote, and, quote, tickets are no longer available, unquote, according to Anthony Delgado's campaign website. Biden is scheduled to be at the Senate Garage in Uptown Kingston Friday morning to stump for Democrat Delgado, a candidate in the 19th congressional district race. Delgado of Rhinebeck, along with Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield of New Paltz and independent candidate Diane Neal from Hurley, are all vying to unseat first-term incumbent U.S. Representative John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook. The election is Tuesday, November 6th. The polls are open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The election between Democrat Antonio Delgado and Republican John Faso has entered the national media conversation several times, including October 22nd during this report on MSNBC.
According to the New York Times, quote, as the congressional elections have approached, a number of Republican candidates and political committees have delivered messages plainly aimed at stoking cultural anxiety among white voters and even appealing to overt racism. It's a strategy the party hopes will help them defy current political winds, and their plan to divide and conquer is playing out in ads across the country. They've often painted their opponents as others, with the ultimate goal of ginning up their political base.
Big city rapper Antonio Delgado supports their radical government takeover of health care.
Amar Kapanajar is working to infiltrate Congress. He's used three different names to hide his family's ties to terrorism.
That was one of the national Republican ads running against Antonio Delgado, featured there in a collage of national ads that are being accused of racist running against Democrats in the midterm elections this fall. The Faso campaign also released a new ad October 21st. This one does not feature any attack on his opponent, Democrat Antonio Delgado, and instead touts Faso's constituent service. It's called John Faso Veteran.
I grew up in Fort Plain and went in the military during the Vietnam War. Being in the military took me across the country. When I was in the Air Force, I had an injury to my leg. I filed a claim with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Then it's like a yo-yo. They send it back and forth. It goes on for 17 years. So finally, I contact Congressman Faso. And 3 months later, it's solved. John Faso definitely wants to make a difference for veterans like me.
I'm John Faso, and I approve this message.
We are playing excerpts from the debates between John Faso and Antonio Delgado. October 19th, they faced off together for WMHT. Here's another question from that debate.
Mr. Delgado, your opponent says you want the government to take over health care in a single-payer style program. Is that your proposal? And would you work to reinstate or strengthen some of the provisions of the ACA?
Yes, my proposal has been consistently to institute a public option. We're the only developed country in the world without some form of universal health care. And I prefer the form of a public option. And what do I mean by that? I mean opening up Medicare to make sure that folks have a choice to opt in to the system. Right now, if you do not qualify for Medicaid or for Medicare, you are completely beholden to the profit motive that operates within our private insurance employer-based market system. By introducing a public component, that'll drive down the premiums and the deductibles, because now the public component increases the competition. Secondly, it actually creates some freedom and flexibility for our small business owners who are struggling to figure out how to cover the costs of employer-based insurance. It also frees up employees who sometimes feel trapped at their employment because they're not sure if they can find the same level of care elsewhere. We do this, we bring down premiums and deductibles. I also think we need to make sure that Medicare has negotiating power with Big Pharma. The biggest driver of our health care costs are prescription drugs. I have not heard the congressman say that he believes that Medicare should have negotiating power with Big Pharma. And I suspect it's because he takes a lot of corporate PAC money from the pharmaceutical and insurance industries.
All right, 45 seconds for Mr. Faso.
Well, the fact is that Mr. Delgado, during his primary, said that he favored the path to single payer. And he said a lot of things. Now he just wants to say he's for a limited public option. The fact of the matter is the National Democratic Party is pushing towards a single-payer system. And that's inevitably what he would support were he elected in Congress. And the fact is, a single-payer system would destroy Medicare as we know it. It would mean it would make illegal employer-provided or union-provided health care. And it would raise the spending by $32 trillion over a 10-year period, and it would double everyone's income taxes. That is not an approach, and I can tell you, if you had Mr. Delgado's approach, if you think healthcare is expensive now, wait till it's free.
May I clarify?
No, we don't have that chance right now. No. Casey, we have to go to social media questions. What's out there?
Our first social media question, and I do encourage people to please send me more, comes from Rana Roy, who notes that within the Republican Party, the concept of climate change and its causes have come in for skepticism and even outright hostility within the Republican Party. That is implicit in her question, I think. She says, asks Congressman Faso, if reelected, what will you do to change the policy position of your party and address the looming crisis of climate change?
Well, I believe that climate change is contributed to by man. I think that man's efforts and man's activities contribute to climate change. And I have, as a member of the bipartisan climate change caucus in the House, it's a bipartisan group where the only way you can join is if you bring someone from the other side. I have worked assiduously on this issue, trying to find common sense solutions, especially ones that use technology to help us get ourselves out of the increasing climate temperature that we're facing over the next few decades. Now, the fact is, here in the Capital Region, we have a great company called Plug Power, which is using advanced fuel cell technology and battery storage. And this is the kind of thing that will use technology to help us surmount this issue. Technological improvement is the best thing we can do, not mandated by government, but using the market forces of the private sector to create, with profit motives and private sector incentives, to create the clean technologies of the future that we can use to deal with this. I've sponsored legislation on this, and when my own party in the Congress tried to have legislation that would thwart the Department of Defense from considering the impact of climate change on our own military defense, I and 45 other Republicans voted against that. We defeated that amendment. So I've been willing to stand up to the majority of my party when I think they're wrong.
All right, 45-second rebuttal for Mr. Delgado.
Yes, the League of Conservation Voters ranks Congressman Faso at 34% in terms of his environmental record, and rightfully so. He's voted to repeal the Clean Stream Protection Rule. Did not say anything about the constant assault on the EPA from both Pruitt and now Wheeler. He's somebody who has stated numerously that he thinks the way forward is natural gas, not clean energy. He's not talked at all about moving from subsidies and tax credits from the fossil fuel industry, which we spend about $4 to $5, if not more, $1 billion a year, rather than shifting those over to renewable energy, where you have wind, solar, and have real clean energy. He's not doing that because he's lobbied for oil pipelines for a good portion of his career, and it's important to make sure we get folks in Congress who are going to fight for real transition to renewable energy.
That was Democrat Antonio Delgado and Republican John Faso at the WMHT debate October 19th.